what's your favorite scary movie? I want to play a game.
Which is why I put that in, because I forgot that that was even in screen. Hang up again on me and I'll cut you like a fish. Oh, I got to remember that line.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, we're having fun.
Motherfuckers need to get in here.
Right? Come on, let's have some damn fun. Nobody knows how to have fun anymore. Come on, you guys got to lighten up. Anyways, call in, 657-383-0031.
I just put in there, join the Discord, motherfucker. Cheryl comes back. Well, when you put it like that.
That's how you do it.
Whew. Damn right.
Just order them around. Everybody needs to be ordered around. Jeez. So what has been going on in your world? Anything fun?
Me? No, I have absolutely no fucking life.
Oh.
None. That's all I do. Absolutely nothing. I just have little sissies calling me up saying, I want to be a sissy. And I'm like, you already are. But what else do you want? About it.
I think you've achieved that already. Perhaps we could move on to something new.
Next conversation. My evil work here is done. No, I have really just, you know, putting the grind in. I've got some interesting uploads coming up the week of Halloween. Little Witch's Story coming
scary
up.
Uploads.
So keep that in mind. It's going to be a four-parter, so you're going to get one every single day that week. And I have joined
Give us the gist. What's the basic storyline in the four parts?
It is basically just, it's a witch that is doing a mental domination and sissy transformation in multiple different ways. That includes things like Bella's candles.
Wow.
I love Bella's candles. Yes. Stripping
very
down
cool.
Male ego. Getting rid of that pesky little thing.
Oh, yeah. That's got to go.
Yeah. And I Sex Panther, which I have to say, I am enjoying Sex Panther. I really am. So far, I have had, yes. I mean, I'm able to text throughout the day. I can send audios through the text.
See, I can't do any of that, so it's so frustrating because I have no signal where I am.
You can do it on your, you can do it on your computer, too.
You can?
You can do it.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Everything comes up on your computer. You can either download the app on your phone, or you get it in text message, or you can do everything on your computer.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, well, maybe I'll jump over to Sext Panther. Everybody go to the Panther.
It's good. It offers
be
a
Panther
whole hell
people.
Of a lot more.
Ooh,
so, yeah,
very
I'm enjoying
nice.
That. But, yeah, other than that, no, just, you know, causing problems, not giving a fuck about them, and pissing off Luciferians because I can.
Yeah. So how did you ladies fare in the night flirt fuckery that went on a couple of weeks ago? Allegedly, there was some sort of breach. I was so clueless, I didn't even notice it. I kept right on going. I didn't have any problems. But allegedly, there was some horrendous thing going on.
All right. So we're on the fucking internet, people. We're on the internet. So when you're on the internet, shit happens. Doesn't matter how secure your site is. The government's been hacked into. So, yeah, things happen. There was a small, teeny, tiny, little bitty hack on Night Flirt. Nothing big. Nothing was really shown. There was a slight, teeny, tiny, little breach. I want to say a slight, teeny, tiny, little breach. I don't want to go into detail because I don't want any creeped out fucking customers to go crazy.
No, because it was a nothing burger.
Yeah, it was a nothing burger. You saw one teeny tiny little thing, that's fixed, gone, over and done with. It only affected out of the 400 gazillion models that are on Night Flirt, it affected 22.
Okay, so you see how really tiny this is, and yet these bitches are in there complaining, saying Night Flirt should give
them
money.
I'm sitting back with popcorn watching these fools.
I don't go in there.
Oh,
I can't do it.
I can't help it. I think I'm doing penance for something. I don't know what it is, but I want to keep doing the penance because I am sitting there with popcorn and my pot, just smoking a bowl, watching these hoes. Sitting there, I mean, one, who has time to do this? Who has time to go on those forums and stay there all day long typing shit up? I mean, these people are typing a book.
Mm-hmm.
And they're complaining.
That's why I don't go in there. I can't deal.
And complaining. And constantly complaining. And I have anxiety.
That's all it
is. I'm so scared. Oh, my whole life is
awful.
It's
a whine
fest. Oh, I don't know what to do. I mean, like,
we're all
going to
die. Yeah. Every day we're all going to die. Oh, my God. The calls aren't coming in. Oh, my God. Night Flirt's busted. No, it's not.
It's
just quiet.
Hello. I'm like, chew a bar of Xanax and go to sleep. You'll be all right. I promise.
Right.
But now the funny thing is like somebody decided to post up. And I'm sorry. They can get pissed off at me all they want. Decided to post up in the fucking forum.
Oh, God.
I can't even say this with a straight face. That Night Flirt, bless their heart, should create a fund for all the women that were affected by the breach.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Now, I'm going to tell you something.
And was any of their money stolen?
Well, considering I was one of the ones that was affected, no.
Has anyone called you because they saw your phone number?
No. I haven't even had a client tell me anything about it because I don't mention it to them. That's why I don't want to give out too much information about it because I don't want clients to say, oh, I know this and this and this. But no, not a client has mentioned it.
No,
nothing
because it was really quick, too. It was up, it was down. It was like, I think it lasted maybe two minutes. And that's pretty damn fast.
A complete nothing burger. But they are, I mean, even still, because I'll go into the forums. That's like my, you know, some people do a wake and bake in the morning. I do a coffee and forums in the morning. That's just kind of my thing.
God,
it makes
insane.
Me
insane.
It makes me realize.
That would start my day off in a bad mood. Why would you do that?
It doesn't put me in a bad mood. It makes me realize how intelligent I actually am.
Yeah, fair enough. That's why I don't go in there. I just can't. It's nothing but a wine fest. It's
and
like a little daycare.
They're still going at it. They're still going at it.
Still about this thing that's way over.
Like 3 weeks ago, I think it was.
See, that's why if you're in customer service with any company, but I'll say Night Flirt this time, you got to have the patience of Job. Listening
I
to
don't
the crap that they listen to.
Because honestly, in Night Flirt's defense, and I'm not a huge advocate for Night Flirt because it is out of date and just kind of frustrating to work with.
Oh, very.
However, in Night Flirt's defense and in Aaron's defense, anybody that works Night Flirt has heard of Aaron. They jumped on this quick. They kept us as informed as they possibly could. This happened on a weekend or close to a weekend. And Night Folk normally works with a skeletal crew on the weekend. They actually had double the amount of people in there on the weekend fixing it. They jumped on it very quick to secure phone numbers. That was done in like a week or so. So it, and I think since I was one of the ones that was, I was one of the whole huge amount of 22 people that were affected, I got a email, a very informative and apologetic email from Night Flirt, not even a week. Once they got everything figured out, which is going to take time, people, it doesn't happen in an hour to get things figured out, to get a new virus system going, to get everything taken care of. It takes time. And I received an email, which, of course, was a blanket email, but it was very informative. It explained a lot. It was apologetic. You know, best thing that they could do. And I think that Night Flirt, for what they are, was on top of it and did really well. So these women that are in there whining, like I said, go take a Xanax bar, take a nap, you'll be okay.
And we talked about this. I mean, okay, I'm going to give you guys a little word of advice. For someone who has had a brick-and-mortar sex shop, this is part of doing business. You have to look at Night Flirt or your website as your brick-and-mortar store.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to break in. I had 3 break-ins. I've had my window smashed in. I had everything you can imagine done to me. I had stuff stolen from me. Duh. Shoplifting goes on all the time. You still take it offensively because it's your shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you still get, you know, you still take it offensively, but what are you going to do? You know, and the guy who busted the front window and ripped some stuff off, it was like, okay, he was ordered to pay restitution. You don't see that. So this whole, you know, build me a fund or buy me a fucking support puppy or whatever the fuck they're doing, this is part of doing business. And when you're in the sex industry, you're going to get hit more than someone
mm-hmm.
who's out there doing facials.
And in all honesty,
it stands to reason.
I can't remember the name of the type of hack it was, but I was looking it up, and what really pointed out to me is that the type of hack is usually run by people of zealous groups.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yep.
So you got to think about it. We're in this time, we're in this, like, post-Trump era where everybody is either racist or sexist or something. And they're doing their damnedest to shut down every single thing that can go against God.
Well, I don't even think it's that. I think it's now become, if it goes against my personal principles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay,
yeah.
but you shouldn't be shoving your personal principles down someone's throat.
And I really
do think that the group that did it
had to have something to do with these zealots out there. I really do think so. So it's, and being, we're in the sex industry, I'll always say it. I have said it since I got into the sex industry. I will say it to the day I die. You're in the sex industry. You're going to get fucked one way or the other.
You're
going
to either have clients come after you. You're going to have other flirts or whatever you want to call them, PSOs and DOMs and content providers are going to come after you. It's going to happen. It's part of doing business.
It is cut.
So sorry
right
if
now.
I mean, grab your little support bunnies and like deal with it because this is what happens with business.
But yeah,
get over your fine selves.
They still going on it, and I'm like, damn, y'all, please get a life.
Oh, get over it. I want to say a shout out. I'm going to shout out Theo. Hi, Theo. And I'm going to shout out Lee. Hi, Lee. And Bear. Hi, Bear. And I can't remember her German Shepherd's dog's name. Now I got to remember what it is because she's dating Bernie.
Well, see, now you're a failure.
I know. I'm
you should get
person.
A get Night Flirt to start a fund
my
for you.
My dog's girlfriend's name.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you should get Night Flirt to start a fund for you.
Oh, my God. That's so true. That would be a really good idea.
I think they do it, too. Yeah, seriously. Go
okay.
for it.
I like
it. On the forum.
I've told Bernie. Bernie now has a personal support cat. The cat's not impressed, but you know he needs his own little support animal as well. So everybody's got
Aww.
One. Like I got him. He's got the cat. It works really well.
I've got my support marijuana bowl.
Oh, I've always got that.
That's
breathing for me. So
I name him Bobo. He's an ugly troll with dreads. Yes, and I love them. Y'all should have been there. Y'all really should have been there because Sue and I got so fucking high the other day.
Well, because we got attacked the other day. Well, it was my fault. I mean, you want
to
talk that story
up? No, it was both of our fault.
Bump the story up to
now.
Bump the story up to now. Seriously.
Bump the story up to now. Okay.
I say we bump it up. Okay, so this is what happened when we were discussing. If you guys remember, I was tweeting all about how a certain organization was involved in taking on the Texas law for whatever. Anyways, it was the wrong organization. Sorry, okay?
In Dr. Sue's defense. One, I mentioned about the story to be put on air tonight. I didn't really pay attention to what she was posting up because I just don't pay attention to things. And then when she got attacked, she tagged me in the tweet. I don't pay attention to shit. I really don't. You think I would. You think I'm on top of shit. I'm really not. And so I was like, okay, you're tagged.
That was so good.
Totally cool. We've moving on.
I thought I was overreacting, okay? So I figure I'm overreacting. So I'm like, okay, well, if Amelia's just going, oh, la, 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 I'm just going to have to, because I'm having anger issues, I admit it. So it's like, I have to be very, very careful that, okay, maybe I'm overreacting to this particular tweet. And it was just like, she's like, how did we even get on the conversation? We get
you,
on the conversation
you,
of that tweet, and I showed it to you and went, no, look.
Yeah, you showed it to
I
me
said
a second
we're
time, and then I looked at it, and
by
I'm like,
Satan.
And I'm like, whoa, wait a fucking minute. That's when my, like, brain was actually working again. And then we're trying to fix our mistake. Even though I'm still not paying attention, guys. I mean, understand, I am still, I may be a redhead, but somewhere in my
family. But you're blonde underneath, yes.
Yeah,
somebody's
you are
one
blonde
of us
in
underneath.
My family. And, yeah, so I don't know if we want to consider it old age or what, but it's been like this since birth. And so I'm trying to defend us to the wrong organization.
So the organization is very pissed off with us because they have nothing to do with this taking on the Texas heartbeat bill. Or what is it?
But
is it heartbeat?
It's the heartbeat bill. But now let's just put this out there.
Okay, so
the organization did not say, where we want to
it's not
you
us.
Know that you have the wrong organization, or, hey, look, wrong organization, or, bitch, wrong folks. Nothing like that. All they put
no,
was
just
fact check.
Okay, that's pretty fucking vague.
That's all we got. And then when we try to fix it, they just come back with, we understand, fact check. I'm like, all right, cunt hole.
Just like, okay. And then finally we put it together and we're like, oh, okay, that was my bad. And then all their little hellhounds got upset too. So
it just got so
ridiculous.
Which
the whole
brings
thing
it
was
to
fucking ridiculous.
Why Sue and I decided that day was going to be a day to where her and I just got fucked.
Obliterated, and we weren't going to take calls. We were just going to sit there and get obliterated and forget everything. Because when you piss off Satan, doesn't matter, I don't know. To me, I don't care what roof you're under, but we were ticking off Satan. So
it was awful. It was awful.
Only we could piss off Satan, just saying.
I'm
so,
proud of
yeah.
it.
So, but tell them the story about the Satanic Temple.
So here we go. So I do have, yes, the organization is the Satanic Temple. And I do have some information about this that I do want to share because we love the Satanic Temple.
For what they're doing,
yeah. Yes. The Satanic Temple, a non-theistic group, not to be confused with the Church of Satan, filed a lawsuit against the Texas Law Senate Bill and House Bill 1515, Senate Bill 8, also known as the Texas Heartbeat Bill. It was signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott on May 19, 2021, and came into effect September 1st, 2021. The Satanic Temple, not to be confused with the Church of Satan, filed a lawsuit under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act stating the law directly goes against the third of their seven tenets that states one's body is inviolable, subject to one's will alone. In 2015, the Satanic Temple, not to be confused with the Church of Satan, began a series of lawsuits against the state of Missouri where women seeking abortions must view sonograms and then review a booklet stating the life of each human being begins at conception. Abortion will terminate the life of a separate, unique, living human being. After this, the women must spend 72 hours considering their decision before finally receiving an abortion. The Satanic Temple spokesperson, Lucian Graves, who is not associated with the Church of Satan, says, "I am sure Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who famously spends a good deal of his time composing press releases about religious liberty issues in other states, will be proud to see that Texas's robust religious liberty laws, which he so ferociously campaigns, will prevent future abortion rituals from being interrupted by superfluous government restrictions meant only to shame and harass those seeking an abortion." Although both 2015 and 2021 lawsuits have been thrown out, it's good to know that we have the Satanic Temple on our side, fighting for our rights, unlike other religious organizations in which the Satanic Temple should not be confused with, ever, at all. Don't do it.
Ever.
Never.
Ever.
Never.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of them says they don't want nothing to do with that stuff because they think that there should be no, because I did get it saying, they think there should be no discussion between church and state.
Yeah.
There's a hard line. Just no discussion between church and state.
But see,
these guys are actually
freedom.
Coming out and saying, you know,
but,
sorry.
See, if we didn't have the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, then we couldn't do a discussion between church and state. However, we have the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So that, the RFRA, is there to support smaller religious beliefs from being overrun by larger religious beliefs. So we do have, there is something to stand on. However, a certain organization doesn't want to stand on it. I guess their just legs are
Which
just not
fine.
Strong
That's-
enough.
That's their thing, you know. They can do their thing.
And
the Satanic Temple can do their thing. Everybody can do their thing. Everybody's happy, you know. Hail Satan. I did.
However, there is something that I do want to put, and I'm going to put the link in Discord, and I'm also going to put it in our chat. If you want to support the Satanic Temple, they are taking collections. You can either donate or you can purchase something from their shop.
Well, it helps them with the legal fees and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. It does. It helps them with the legal fees because they are a religious organization, so you can write it off. I personally would like the Satanic Temple Mirror Compact for my purse, so feel free to buy that for me. I appreciate it.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, right? I saw that and I was like, dude, I want that. So if you can donate, it would be great to be able to do some sort of donation to help them out. Now, also, just to update on that, from the Bloomberg Equality news site, a federal judge has temporarily blocked Texas's new ban on most abortions, saying that the law outsourcing enforcement to bounty hunting members of the public was contrived to get around a constitutional right. So U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman in Austin is the one that put the hold on it, which is an early victory for the Biden administration, and it did take effect. So the heartbeat bill is on hold. However, what that does and also what the Satanic Temple does with suing Texas and Missouri is this pushes it closer to being looked at by the Supreme Court.
Beautiful. Not that it's going to go anywhere there, but...
I don't know. I mean, God, I mean, remember who all we have on the Supreme Court now.
Exactly.
So, But that is where we stand on it. But yes, that was the dumb
that
shit
was
we
why
went
we were,
through as well.
We just thought that it would be, I thought, that it would be poetic justice if the Satanic Temple was capable of stopping this abortion law in Texas of all the states. Because it would have been just so poetically beautiful. It really
However,
would've.
There is still a poetic justice to this. If they would have accepted it, then Texas would have to admit the fact that they do not want to step on anyone's religious beliefs. If they dismissed it, which is what they did, then what that shows is that Texas is definitely being the two-faced right-wing assholes that we all know and love.
Already there.
So now we know where they stand.
So there you go. So support the Satanic Temple. They're not horrible people. None of them are horrible people. It doesn't, like, don't buy into the propaganda. They're perfectly fine.
Yes, and they actually do not worship Satan. It is just Lucifer is what they use as a kind of a conduit, but they are non-theistic. They're basically a whole bunch of atheists.
There you go.
That worship
it's
the spaghetti
monster.
It's not
like everyone, it's scary. Let it go. Just let it go. They're fine. Mm-hmm. They're not going to hurt you. They are the least of your worries right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Lord,
exactly.
But
yes,
let's talk about witchcraft.
Like I said, I'm putting this link in there. I would love to have the compact. Hoodie would be great as well.
Can
just
someone
let me know.
Fulfill Amelia's wish list, please, off the Satanic Temple website? That would be cool.
All in need for it.
Oh, my God. You didn't put the store up.
I did. I put the link in there. I put the link in Discord. And I put
that's just the article. Where's the... Oh, no, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys, this
cool
stuff is really cool.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the stuff. If you purchase the stuff on the link that I sent, that's the stuff that actually the money goes straight to. The lawsuit and all the legal fees, but they have other things as well, like, you know, hoodies, Baphomet statue, you know, T-shirts.
God, they got jewelry, keychains, totes, flags, everything you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
100%. They got magnets and candles, oils, you can just, everything you can imagine. So head over to thesatanictemple.com and have a look at all the yummy yummies they have for sale.
Oh yeah, they
support
got cool
them
shit.
For supporting your uterus, damn it. Support
damn right.
them for supporting your uterus. Yes. Okay, so I was going to say, let's hop on to witchcraft. We're going to hop on our brooms.
Yay.
I have to make a Halloween confession. Ready? You're going to just completely melt. Ready?
Okay.
I have never seen Hocus Pocus.
No.
Yeah. I swear to God.
Give me back your witch card, you fucking cunt. Oh, my God. And you had nerve to use a muck in one of your tweets.
It doesn't mean I don't get the lingo. I just have never seen the movie. I get all the little stuff that goes with the movie,
no!
but I've never seen the movie itself. I was a practical magic girl.
But this was out way before practical magic.
I wondered that. Like, how long was it out? That's the thing. My daughter's seen everything.
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
It came out a few years before. Yeah, it came out. But, I mean, Bette Midler.
I know. She's the queen. I got it. I have not seen it.
What's wrong with you?
I will make a concerted effort this Halloween to look at it, if I can find it.
It's a child's show, but it's so much fun because they eat children.
They eat children. I know. I heard about that. I know the premise. It's just I haven't sat down and watched it.
Yeah. Fun. I love it. I have to watch it
now.
The
kitties in the air. Yes.
I did.
Yummy.
Nightmare Before Christmas, which is also a Christmas movie. I mean, I watch it both Christmas and Halloween, so I feel a little more in the spirit. No, I like Hocus Pocus, which is a deal for me. I have to get high to watch Hocus Pocus since it is such a kids movie now, so I will tell you that. You got to get high. Then you really enjoy it.
I can
it.
Do that.
I haven't watched Practical Magic in a while, so I do have to watch
it. I haven't
again.
Either. I haven't seen it in a million
years. I watched
years,
it so
yeah.
much, I got the thing memorized, and I was like, okay,
yeah.
I'm done.
Exactly.
But Young Frankenstein.
So when did you get into witchcraft? Tell stories. When did you get into witchcraft?
17 years old. This is how
it happened. Did you become part of a coven?
Yes, I was.
Ooh,
I
very nice.
Okay, I got the story goes. See, what happened was, I got kicked out of my house when I was 17 because me. And so where I moved to, I was already friends. I moved in with my boyfriend at the time. And up the street was his good friend. And he was a priest of a coven. And so I was living just down the street and started talking with him and started talking with his girlfriend at the time. And, of course, you know, I got just knowledge and understanding and all of that and decided to join us. So I ended up joining that coven. And I was with them for a good couple of years, I think. And I never left. I started at 17. And this was forever ago. I'm 46 now. Started at 17. Y'all do the math. And just kept studying. It was before we had the computers and
mm-hmm.
all of that. So I stole some books from the library is basically all I could do was, you know, confiscate some books from the library permanently. And, you know, did the coven and just kind of learned. And it was so different then because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't going around being this huge goth person. I was still in high school. I was in my senior year. I was living on my own senior year, so I was trying to graduate school and pay bills at the same time and go to work. So it wasn't like I was running around able to do my angsty teenage stuff. But I also, you know, was kind of proud of it. So I was carrying the books around, and I did end up getting me a Pinnacle from Spencer's. So proud. My first Pinnacle came from Spencer's.
Well done. Do you know that was the store that I modeled my store after?
Really?
Because they did not have Spencer's up here. So, and I grew up going to Spencer's when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
There was one down the street in Detroit, and I was like, fuck, I thought that thing was the greatest store since sliced bread, and I swore that was what I was going to do when I made
Spencer's
my store.
Spencer's was
like
the bomb. I love
it's
it. Yes.
All bad.
Got my first Pinnacle, and then I joined another coven. Probably about 10 years later,
mm-hmm.
About 5 or 10 years later, was with that one for quite a few years. That one disbanded. And then I joined another kind of a loose type coven. There's understand when you join a coven, for anybody that doesn't know, you're either joining a very secluded coven. Or you're joining a very open coven. There's no in-between, really. So I was part of, say, two secluded covens to where, you know, like on the full moon, we would invite others in and they could watch from the outside. But other than that, on the Sabbaths and Esbats and all that, it was closed. Whereas the last one I joined was basically just a bunch of solitaries coming together and just doing things. Which really got me involved in Pagan Pride. That's when I started up, or me and my old man, we actually started up a store that we have for a while, started doing readings, got really into Reiki, got into a lot of different stuff, made incense, a lot of herbal mixtures. I'm very big into herbs. And I became High Priestess of Wicca. Swear to you, I promise, on the same day, or no, the day before, the Pope retired. Yes, the Pope retired the day after I became a High Priestess. I'm very
there
proud
you go.
Of them.
It was a sign.
It was. I'm so fucking proud of that. I did. I ended up messaging everybody whenever I read that the next day. I was like, I become High Priestess. And the Pope steps down. And I even had the gif of Jim Carrey in the God movie. I can't remember the name of it. Bruce Almighty, when he comes walking
out. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He comes walking out and he uses, just turns around and just shoots something with his fingers. I'm like, I fucking rule. So, but yes.
Yes.
That is me. That is me. And I have practiced ever since, but I am solitary now. I'm what's called, I do more of what's called hedge witch, which mm-hmm. just think about being the really odd one at the edge of town that nobody talks to because they think they're going to get cursed, but yet they still need things from her. That's kind of what I do.
What, explain to them what a hedge witch is.
It's just, a hedge witch is basically somebody, you know, just imagine in a small, like, little town or something, you have the old woman at the end of the lane that doesn't really associate with anybody. And she has the knowledge for herbs. I do a lot of herbal healing. She does do a lot of spells, but they're not traditional spells. And in Wicca, it's very fucking traditional. But they're not, it's not traditional. So basically just imagine being the weird, crazy cat lady that lives just outside of town that everybody's afraid of and has stories of, but when they have a cold, they go running to her to get the healing stuff. That's basically me.
There you go. And so would you say you are a practicing solitary witch?
Yeah. I would just call me a good old-fashioned witch. I have patron gods and goddesses in my home. I have altars all over the place. I have brooms everywhere. I'm very superstitious, if that's what you want to call it. I have everything. Like for example, even right next to my computer, I have what's called a mojo bottle to help with the fertility of my business, and I have a healing stone, and that sits right there on my windowsill and has never moved. I have herbs fucking galore. I have more goddamn herbs than I know what to do with. But yeah, I mean, I guess you could say solitary. That would be the technical term for me, but really, I'm just sick of, I hate pagans. I don't know what else to say. I fucking hate pagans. I hate them. I can't stand them.
Okay, so let's explain. We're just going to explain to you guys the reason why. I mean, I've been doing witchcraft for a very long
time. Yeah,
you've got to
tell your story. Tell your story now.
I have been, since I was a very small child, my family has been very superstitious. My grandmother was doing card readings, and it was just, it's always been incorporated somehow within the family. I did voodoo for a while. I've dabbled in everything. What I did when I was doing a lot of Wicca, I too became a high priestess. I ended up walking away from it, and the reason why I walked away from it was I was performing a hand fasting. It was really pretty. It was all outside under the trees, and it was totally designed by the couple.
Mm-hmm.
And a ton of witches there. A couple of Satanists were there. So, I mean, they're just absolutely lovely.
Luciferians, gotta love them. I don't slap the fuck out of them. Go ahead.
They were so lovely. I got more beef. That's what I mean. I got people coming up going, well, you didn't do it right. And I said, okay, number one, we all know the first rule, which is there is no right and wrong way, so don't start with that because everybody's allowed to do their own thing. But no. Doesn't matter the fact that the couple created the whole thing themselves. No. Oh, you didn't do this right, and you didn't do that right. And I just went, see, this was why I walked away from Christianity, why I walked away from because I've dabbled in everything. I've tried a little bit of everything. And organized religion and I do not get along because I don't like cliques.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like these clicky little, you're not doing it right. It's like, okay, you're allowed to worship the way you want to. So bite me, bitches. And I was done. There was actually two male witches that were up my ass. And yes, there is such a thing. For those of you who don't understand that, yes, there are male witches. So you can most definitely. Wicca is a recognized and fully, you know, ordained, I don't know what you'd call it in the States. I don't think it's up here. Full religion,
mm-hmm.
fully recognized, totally cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what you do and what you don't do. I don't do a lot of spells anymore. I have moved past it. I know that sounds really uppity, but
no,
I don't need it. I don't need the accoutrement. So for me, I don't
mm-hmm.
need all the herbs, and I don't need all the stones. I've had it all. I've done it all. But it's for me now I do a lot of focused thought. So for me, it's now moved a little bit past where I don't need all the oils and I don't need all that stuff. I'm just focusing my thought, which is what you're doing when you're doing a spell. So anybody
mm-hmm.
who's going, well, what's a spell? Spell is focused thoughts. It's the same as
mm-hmm.
when you go to a Christian church. What is prayer? Prayer is focused thought. That's all it is. So it's all the same shit. So and Wiccans do the same thing. It's all, there's prayer. When you're doing a spell, you're focusing your energy on whatever your outcome is, so whatever your end game is. That's the exact same thing I'm doing. I just don't need, so I just sit there
and
do the same
thing. And that's what's so funny
about,
Reiki. When I was raised in, and yes, you'll hear witches say all the time, you know, when we were raised, you know, because you go from a baby witch and you grow up, it's a weird thing. But when I was, it's our lingo, it's like we have to explain every single thing that we say. But when I was first brought into witchcraft and when I was raised in it, when I started to be raised in it, I wasn't taught spells. The coven I was with, it was, like I said, we didn't have AOL. My priest at the time, he was on the computer, but he was one of those weird computer hack people that put together his own little computer and did his own little weird thing. And this was like way before the AOL pagan tea room showed up, all of that, way before all that. And so I didn't learn spells. I learned how to focus energy. I learned how to push that energy from inside of me out to where I wanted it to go. I learned the powers of voice, which, you know, that is whenever you hear, like, the best example is when you're dad finally gets pissed and all he has to do is just say one word and everybody's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's the
power of
voice.
Dad ain't fucking around. Yeah.
Right. That's the power of voice. I learned those things. But then whenever that coven disbanded, which covens disband a lot.
All the time.
Again,
because you're talking groups of people and nobody gets along. And this is
mm-hmm.
what's so annoying. If you're
so
all after one purpose, stop this.
I went to a whole nother coven, which was after AOL showed up, and then I was on AOL, and I'm going into the little pagan tea rooms and Wicca 101 and all those little AOL chat rooms, and that's when I met my priest and my priestess and all of that, and I literally drove, this was when I had to drive from Athens, Georgia to Dallas, Georgia, which was a good 70-mile trip, and I would do that twice a month to go to this coven, to go to these rituals. Sometimes three times a month, depending on when the Sabbaths were. And I would go. But that's when I started learning about how everything had to be done specifically. You have to do it like this. You must do it like this. This. You have to call the quarters first, and then you have to call the goddess, and you have to call the god, and then you have to raise the circle. And if you want to leave
the
circle,
if you don't do that, we're all
going to
die.
Yes, it's weird. It's like you think there's going to be this huge explosion. And so it was like I was almost raised backwards. Basically is what I'm saying. It was just crazy. And now I don't do shit. Like, there are things that I do because I am mostly Irish, so I have a lot of superstition in me. Like, if I need money, I will put cinnamon in my coffee, and I will focus my attention in that. So those are the types of little spells I'll do. I guess you could call it, like, almost like a little bit of hoodoo. You know, a little bit of just, you know, superstition, just little things that you do. I'm very big. You know, I will throw the salt over my shoulder. You know, I own a black cat, so that's out the window.
So do I. And his name is Lucifer. He's a Luciferian. You wouldn't like him.
My black cat is named Azriel.
Oh.
Yes. But no, so I'm with you, so I don't do the, I don't have time for those long-ass spells anymore.
Right. This is, and I learned after a certain amount of time when I was practicing alone that it was like, okay, you don't need to, you know, put feathers under here and do this under there, and you don't need to. You just don't. You can do just as much, because what that's doing is, again, it's helping you focus. Well, you don't need it once you get to a certain point. You can focus on your own. So that's kind of what that is. But know this. In the Wiccan religion, there is no black magic. Okay? So for those of you who think that that's what we practice is black magic, no, it's always white magic, or what's considered white magic. We believe that what we put out, we get back times three.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to put out something negative because it's going to come bouncing back on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So no, you don't do negative spells. You actually cannot, it's almost like hypnosis. You can't fuck with someone else. It doesn't work. You just can't. You can't fuck with someone else's energy. You can send your energy to them, but to go, okay, well, now I'm going to make them walk in front of a car and keel over. That's not going to happen, and it's not going to happen with hypnosis either. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I think this stuff gets way overblown. That's not what this is. This is simply, if we cast a spell, it's usually energy-based. Now, can your energy affect things? Yeah, it can. That's the whole basis of Reiki healing. So energy is serious shit. And that's why we were going to talk about sex energy. Because that is a thing, for those of you who don't know that. You have
just
to consider
Before we start, I have a satanic compact mirror coming to me from
You know, I've been doing the same thing. You guys, seriously, I am, like, all over this stuff. That bracelet, when you read what the bracelet says, it's like, see, I wish people would see this. It's like, this is what they do. This bracelet, hold on, let me find your bracelet. I want you to read this bracelet, because I'm just like, they only have one.
Yes, so Beast just sits there, is like, I need the P.O. box so I can send you the compact. And I'm like, I love you.
Seriously, this is awesome. Now, hold on. I got to find, where did it go? Near. Where's the jewelry? Where are you, jewelry? There you are. Okay, so they have this jewelry, and sorry, there's two different types of bracelets, and it says, thyself is thy master.
Oh, I love that.
So I love that. I think that's beautiful, because it's true. So this is why you guys have got to stop thinking that Satanists are horrible people. You don't get it. They simply believe in their own power.
My compact mirror says the same thing, and it's got the Baphomet symbol and all on there. Yes.
Thyself is thy master. I think that is the most beautiful saying I've ever seen. So definitely.
Definitely.
It's very cool. So, yeah. So you're a lucky bitch. You got your compact coming to you.
I know. Right?
Well done. Well done. I was looking at T-shirts, too.
I'm looking at everything. I'm also looking for Christmas, because, you know, my kid's up there in Michigan, so I'm going to have to send her something. I'm going to send her a hoodie. She'll wear it to work. It'll be great.
She's going to want a hoodie. It's going to be a little chilly. This is her first winter up there, so.
Yes, yeah, so far, she is just loving it. She's like, oh, it's
yes,
so good
because
up here.
It's
I'm like,
been fucking warm. It has been crazy. It should not be like this at this time of year. So she's just yippity-skipping, and this is not normal. So she's going to get it. It's coming. We're supposed to have the worst winter in 20 years. Oh, I just can't wait.
I you can have it. No.
I got to learn to go south. I keep going north. I don't want to go north anymore.
No, I don't know. I don't like the winter. Snow is evil.
Snow is evil. I agree with you at that. I will do liquid precipitation. You can do that all you want.
I think my kid is just, you know, I think I, like, you know, huffed too much of an epidural when I was giving birth to her. Because we had a horrible, horrible ice storm. It was an ice snowstorm down in Georgia. And I know everybody laughs at Georgia, but the problem is that all of our power lines are above ground. And that's what really kills us. And so we had one that was just horrible. And, of course, lights go off. We have a fireplace, so we weren't dying or nothing. The lights go off, and we're up pretty much overnight. Because the other thing about Georgia is we have so many pine trees, and pine trees are very, very weak when it comes to weight. So the whole night, the first major night, we're sitting there, and all you're hearing is cracks and falls. That's all you're hearing all night long. And we're sitting there listening to that, and I'm sitting here thinking, it's like, okay, any minute one's coming through the roof. I know it is. We had a big-ass pine tree. Thank God the neighbor cut it down this year. But I knew one was going to come through the roof. And literally, it's like you could hear them dropping on our deck. And it wasn't like a little thud. It was a bang.
No, they're like huge because it's heavy.
So I'm sitting there. My old man's sitting there. My other kid's sitting there. We're doing our thing, you know, trying to be interested in life, watching the fire and stuff. Well, there's the one that decided to move up to Michigan. She's like, this is so great. I love it. This is wonderful. I'm like, bitch, go away. She was having the time of her life.
Yes, because she was looking at it through the eyes of wonder. You were looking at it through the eyes of puking.
I was looking at it
through the eyes of... You already knew the evil of snow.
I was looking at it through the eyes of my homeowner's insurance is not that great.
It's not going to cover this yet. God damn it, keep standing. I know, it's scary because you're living in the forest. I live in the forest, and there's times when we have windstorms. And if you go stand out on the front deck, you can hear trees falling. And you literally hear the and then it falls. And you hear it as it's falling, and you're like, oh, God, where is it, where is it, where is it? Because you think it's going to be one falling on the house. It's creepy as shit.
It is. It's very creepy. But, yeah, that's so – I don't – but, yeah, I'm going to give my kid a hoodie. That's going to be her Christmas present. And she will wear it.
The Satanic Temple is going to be having fun because, like, you've just funded their next legal battle, which is good.
I know. It's too bad.
There's a T-shirt in there about with their tenants on there about abortion.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Really cool. It's very cool. Okay,
well,
so we were going to discuss energy. We were going to discuss sexual energy. Okay, so think about how much energy goes into fucking. What that is, all you're really doing is you're building that energy and then you're focusing it out. That's what sexual magic is. And you see the word magic, just to clear this up too. You will see us refer to magic with a K on the end. The reason why you see that is in Wicca, it differentiates what we do from a magician who pulls a rabbit out of a hat. That's the reason why we throw a K on the end of it. That's just so that you can differentiate between the two.
Like I said, we have a lot of different lingo in witchcraft.
Right. But that's the reason why you see it when you do see it. But, yeah, so what you're doing, and tantric is very similar to this, too, because that's what you're doing, again, is you're connecting on an energy level with tantric sex. But you're building that energy, and then, but you got to have a focus, obviously. We all build energy fucking all the time, but we don't focus it anywhere. So what you're doing is you're simply creating, okay, so what's my end game? Where do I want my energy to go to? And that can be anything, like literally anything. What would you suggest?
What energy should go to?
Yeah.
Almost.
You can have it go to your finances. You can have it, a lot of people have it go to their love life.
Just like with when I would say, you know, if we need money or a bump in money, and a lot of people always ask about money spells. So pay the fuck attention.
Always.
If you need a little bump in money, this isn't going to make you a fucking gabillionaire. If it did, I wouldn't be doing this. I put cinnamon. How it is that I do it when I'm putting my intention in is I have my cup of coffee. And then I take cinnamon, yes, just normal cinnamon that you could buy from the grocery store. And I put 3 shakes in there because everything in witchcraft, we do in threes. We like menage a trois. So I pour 3 shakes in there. And then I will draw a pentacle on top because whenever you do a pentacle from the bottom left up to the top, that's an invoking pentagram or an invoking pentacle. So I will do the invocation on it. And I just lay my hand on top. And as I lay my hand on top, that is when I am seeing what I need to get. I'm seeing it, you know, whether it's like $50 or $100 or maybe I need to have a bill paid off or something. That's my intention. I just take that time to focus that. And then when I'm done focusing it, I drink my coffee up. And what it's doing, what that small, tiny little ritual is doing is it's taking all of those intentions that I've placed in my coffee through the cinnamon and is taking it in within myself. Because it's still up to me. It's still up to the person to do what they need to do to get what they need to get that they've put that intention into.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just happen. It's still with y'all.
And it's all very law of attraction, too. It all intermingles.
Mm-hmm.
Wiccan is very close to Native American anything, basically. It's
mm-hmm.
a very close to any kind of tribal stuff. It's very close to that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of crossover. But again, it's all focusing your energy. So the next time you're fucking, fuck with intent. You
mm-hmm.
don't have to sit down and discuss it first. You both don't have to do it. But if you both do it, it's bigger and more powerful. So your partner doesn't have to do it with you. But you can send your intent out. But if you both do it, it's even bigger.
And if you focus and, you know, a lot of men, clients that I speak to, and I'm sure that a lot of clients that Sue speaks to and others speak to as well, a lot of the clients are doing like a sex magic, the ones that will have orgasms without touching.
Yes.
And that's
very similar to tantric again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
it's
energy,
a mindgasm. Yeah.
It is. It's right there. And a woman can do the same thing. I'm sure everybody has had an orgasm in their sleep. You haven't
exactly.
done anything.
Same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
Exact same thing.
Y'all have been educated.
So, see, you can have sex with intent,
mm-hmm.
and it'll help you get to where you want to go. It'll help focus your energy, because that's really all you're doing is focusing your energy with witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
All energy focusing. But what about people who have fetishes for witchcraft?
That is something that I don't like, and I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
All right, so I ended up having to block a client because of this.
Okay.
They got a hold of something, I think it was something that I mentioned on my other podcast, and they were asking about, can I cast a spell during a call, or I forget exactly how they asked it, but my answer was simply, and this was in text, so I don't know how they got so much emotion out of one little answer in a text, but I came back and said, no, my spiritual belief is not a kink. They asked, like, well, you don't have to have attitude with me, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, yeah, you got to go, because they just kind of went crazy on it. I see the point of it. I really honestly do. To me, it's, I wouldn't say sacrilegious, but it takes the energy out of it when it's used as a fetish, because you're using it just to get off. That's the only reason it's being used. And you could set up a ton of candles or, you know, do this whole thing and stuff. And I know that there are men that love it. I do support women or anybody that will engage in it. I'm perfectly fine. It's just, to me, it bothers me because it is a spiritual belief. And it's what keeps me centered and grounded. And it's not something that I want to just freely give over to somebody so they can get their rocks off real quick.
Fair enough. Do you do any kind of religious fetish work?
Oh, yeah.
Or
I'll do blasphemy all day long.
Humiliation work?
I'll do blasphemy all day long. I will pretend, you know, like if we're doing, it's more of, you know, if I'm doing a fantasy and say, you know, I'm pretending to be a witch, like, you know, my little, my clips are coming up, you know, I'm did this.
Right, yeah,
it was actually
I was
going to
say, so if it's a fantasy,
yeah.
Is it okay?
If it's a fantasy and I'm rolling along with it, then yes, it's perfectly fine. If I have somebody who has got a full on fetish with it and they want me to, you know, get in all this garb or, you know, like set this whole spell up thing for them or anything like that, then no, that's just, you're just kind of crossing the line. That's my weird line in the sand that I won't go to. I'll fantasy with you. I'll pretend about it. I'll chit chat with you about it, but I'm not casting a fucking spell on you for you to have to wear panties all the time. That's stupid.
Exactly. Because the other thing is nothing is going to do that. So really, as long as you remember that it is all just fantasy, then it's not that
mm-hmm.
big of a deal. Any audios you're listening to, anybody doing spells, are they likely going to work? Probably not. It's all just
right.
It's all just there to get you off. And like, it's the same with guys who are into demoness, succubus,
mm-hmm.
another one. It's all kind of under the same thing, and it all falls under, once again, the same umbrella with submission, which is loss of control.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to engage in this? Because I want you to take my control away, whether it's hypnosis, whether it's witchcraft, voodoo, anything. That's what they're looking for, is a removal of that.
And that actually
control.
Kind of, and I don't live by the Wicca.
Uh-oh. She's gone. What happened?
Do you have me again?
There you are. You're back. Okay, there you
okay.
are.
Okay. Yeah, I've had a weird, creepy thingy over here. I don't live by the Wiccan Read. However, in the Wiccan Read, you do not do something against somebody's will. You do not force them
no.
to do something.
No.
And so when somebody wants me to cast a spell to force them to do something, you're basically telling me to go against what I have spent 20 some odd years living by.
Mm-hmm. So just don't ask her to do it, okay?
Right, don't ask me to do it. Somebody else can do it.
Unless it's a fantasy and you want to just goof around. That's different.
Yeah, if you want to goof around, I mean, that's fine. Or I might make a little
story
about
it. Because I understand, and
something.
People are going, well, what are you talking about? Of course it's fantasy. Well, yeah, but you do have clients that are so into it that they're like, can you cast a spell and, like, you know, make my wife die? And, like, no, I'm not kidding. Like, the stuff
mm-hmm.
that you hear is just like, are you crazy? Yeah, no, I'm not going to do
had,
anything.
I've had clients over, yeah, over the years, I've had clients ask me if I would make an herbal sachet for them to stop them from getting erections. I've had clients ask me to... because I would, you know, get close to clients or something. It's like, oh, it's a full moon. I'm going to do this or something. Like, oh, well, can you do something to, like, you know, banish, you know, my desire for pussy? And I'm like, no. I mean, just, I don't care what you want. No.
No,
so,
and the
yeah.
thing is, yeah, you. Here's the thing. With anything, whether you think Satan's going to come and get you or whether you think, you know, some voodoo priestess is going to come and get you, or you want someone to make your dick limp, it all only really works if you believe in it. So if you believe in some telling you to do, so say, for example, she did fall this time. Say, for example, you want some woman to make you limp, okay? So now you're impotent. That's not going to happen unless you believe it's going to happen. Like, again, you can't, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, she's back again.
I'm back. I don't know what's going on. It's kind of going in and out. See? Y'all telling me, y'all asked me to go to Wiccan Read. You see what happens? I get kicked out. Mm-hmm.
That's all right. You came back. It worked.
I know.
So, yeah, that's why, I mean, that's the reason why people enjoy that particular fetish. It's just that, it, again, with everything else, it has to do with loss of control. Why do men want to be so submissive? Why do men want to lose control so much? I want you to think for 1 minute. It's part of my article I did this week. Think for a minute about what we put men through.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. They have to go through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, I say this all the time, go out, kill the woolly mammoth, drag it home. And how that translates in your life, whether you're a lawyer or a doctor or you're, you know, out there fucking doing construction, whatever that is, you have to go out there and you have to do this. And it's expected of you. So you are expected to be an alpha male. And I don't think that's fair. I think what we do to men is horrible. I think if we need to raise men to be who they are and not make them feel bad for their feelings of wanting to lose control. Because they're in control so fucking much. They're in control all the time. Most of them are out paying the bills and doing everything else. And your wife should be doing that, but this is beside the point. It's like it never ends. So that's why they want to lose control. That's why they want the fantasy of just, you know, fuck this shit. I just want to let go and not have to think. That's what this shit comes from. So, yeah, for 99% of it's fantasy. It's just something to rub your dick to. My goodness, we have issues with Amelia. She just fell over again. How rude. Who keeps kicking Amelia over? That's rude. Whoo, Lord. It could be anything, because I'll tell you something. The weather here is so freaking weird tonight. Seriously, it's like I have thunderstorms, I have fog, I have, you know, the clouds going over the moon. It's very spooky. So that's probably why Amelia keeps falling over. So we are now going to move into what the sweet fuck, the real edition. Yep, yep.
All right. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, you sound like you're in another room now.
Oh, fuck a duck. All right, I'll try it again. I'll have to call
No, you're
I'll
fine. You are totally fine. Are you there? Are you there? Oh, it's dropped again. Okay, so we're going on to What the Sweet Fuck, the true or fake edition, okay? So you have to decide whether these What the Sweet Fuck moments are real or fake. I am going to start out with the first one. And this one is a 45-year-old man has received a suspended jail term, but must pay £2,000 to Britain's health service, the NHS, after he pleaded guilty to making over 1,200 calls to the NHS's free health advice line and indulging in his foot fetish by talking to the operators about their feet. Apparently, our podiatric pest would call and impersonate little old ladies and had one persona named Sarah Cheeseman, who apparently suffers from very sweaty and smelly feet. He would always get the operator to eventually talk about their own feet. So the footboy ended up costing the taxpayers $21,000 for all these phone calls. Isn't that wild?
Wow.
He only had to pay back $2,000. He cost them $21,000. So what do we think? Do we think is that a real story or a fake one? Got to decide, guys, real or fake. Okay.
Everybody,
so
many people answering.
Okay,
slow down, guys. Slow down.
Fake? Drum roll. I got to get a drum roll in here. It's
Beast, answer.
Real. That was real. Okay, you did
very good.
Okay, go for it.
All right. A middle-aged man from Nepal got his penis stuck in a water bottle after using the bottle to masturbate. Seems as though he was into penis strangulation. Unfortunately for our frisky friend, he left the bottleneck attached for two because he couldn't find a way to get it off. Doctors had to use wire cutters to free his wee willie from his DIY strangulation. The man had become so depressed about the shame involved trying to get the bottleneck unsuccessfully off his penis that he tried to commit suicide on several occasions before finally relenting and seeing doctors. His penis was just entering the stage of irreparable damage through tissue rot, but luckily that was avoided. Oh, Miss Bobbitt would have been so happy.
Real or fake? Real or fake? Real or fake?
Anybody, anyone, anyone.
I'm going to say, no, it's real. It's real. That was real.
I'll say, oh, hell.
That's scary. That is just, can you imagine getting, like, a water bottle neck stuck on your dick, the swelling after 2 months? That's why they had these wire cutters. They couldn't get the son of a bitch thing off.
I'm still trying to see him pushing it in. Was he tucking it in there? I mean, did he, like, squeeze it down?
I don't know. How did he get it in?
Tuck it.
Like, he was into
I mean, this is like a, this is the real needle dick. Oh, poor little needle dick. Bless his heart.
Those two are real.
I mean,
okay, we're going on to number
three. At least he had a collection for his squirts, you know, put it that way.
What do you mean a collection?
Always kind of the upside. Well, he had something to collect it. Was it making a mess everywhere? They were all going
no,
into the
bottle. No, the bottle was gone. He
just had the ring.
Off.
Oh, shit.
It was just
okay, never mind.
Neck. So it
oh,
was
God.
Just that fucking neck at the top. That's
yeah.
why they couldn't get at it. So, like,
cock
the
ring.
Dick had swelled
okay.
around that ring.
Wow.
I can't even. I can't.
See, I think I was just blocking that part out. I was trying, okay.
Bill
yeah,
just
no,
said in
ouch.
Chat, most males are actually dumb as hell. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm going to have to agree with
know.
You on that one, B.
We do know that, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, number three. After being reported missing by his wife, a man in Kentucky was found in a precarious position. It seems that this gentleman suffered from a lifelong dendrophilia fetish that he had been keeping secret from everyone. The rancher would spend time alone in the heavily treed areas on his property while everyone else thought he was tending to the animals. Oh, my God. Unfortunately, on one of his lonesome forays into the forest, he chose to use a naturally occurring hole in one of the trees for his sexual needs instead of the ones he would personally drill into his favorite types of trees. Because there's types of trees, just like there's types of women, right?
I'm curious to know what
like
his
I'm
favorite types
so
of trees were.
I'm so into coniferous. Like, oh, my God.
Apparently,
he found it more arousing to use a natural hole as he deemed it more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
What was...
Okay.
What he wasn't expecting was the tree not wanting to let go after their deciduous tete-a-tete. And he found himself unable to remove his penis after it became lodged in the natural hole, even after he deflated. Unable to reach his phone in the pocket of his jeans that he had shed for his date, he was forced to stay there standing until someone came looking for him. He was found after several hours by a search party of fire and paramedics who helped him become tree-free. It's unsure if he's still married or not.
Oh, my God. Guys just get their dicks and everything. Oh, they get their dicks and everything. Wow.
Well, if there's a hole,
wow.
you stick it in there.
Yeah.
Come
I
on.
Mean, if it fits, it sits.
Okay, real or fake? Real or fake? We're going to ask Bill. Bill's,
oh, God.
Bill's in chat, so I'm going to say, Bill, real or fake?
He's like, oh, fuck.
Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill. He probably went to the bathroom. Okay, no, it's cool. He's gone. He's gone to the can. Okay. That's fake.
He says real. He says real.
Oh, he said real. It's fake. It's fake, Bill.
It is
totally
fake.
Totally
well,
fake.
At least of what we know. I mean, there's a lot of trees, and a lot of
foreskin. Oh, and that is a true fetish. So just because that's a fake story,
it could be a thing.
I think it's very possible that that's happened before.
I'm just curious now. I mean, what would be your favorite trees? I mean, they're all so different and
I would
different
think that,
wood.
Like, okay, let's look at this. Maybe it's sap. That's what I'm thinking. Like, okay, so you got sap in some of them. And I don't know.
Some
what
sap
else
is
in a tree.
Watery
nothing
than
else
others.
In a tree.
I mean, well, actually, it depends. I mean, I did have a pear tree in my front yard that was full of carpenter ants. Maybe he was getting a little bit of a vibration going on in some.
The little
tickling
going on. I like
little
that.
Little tickling.
That'll work.
Maybe a little bit of CBT in the tree. Who knows?
There you go.
Ta-da. All right. My turn.
Okay, go.
Your cock is mine. Might be the phrase most of you boys want to hear, but usually you want to hear it from your mistress, not in a massage from someone you don't know. Message, sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it. Well, actually, if you're getting a massage and someone says your cock is mine, that could be pretty good too. So we can't really, you know, that might
my intelligence. I swear, everybody that's listening to this is like, my intelligence is getting lower and lower and lower. Ah, I swear I'm smarter than I sound. In the spirit of October, here's a story about several gentlemen who, while using the device Cellmate,
I love that.
The first internet app based to the device, received just such messages after hackers found a vulnerability in Cellmate's app, allowing them to permanently lock the devices while demanding Bitcoin ransoms of up to $750. Several of the men who received the messages were fortunately not locked at the time, but when they inspected their devices, they were indeed locked. But hackers did take control of several cocks and made off with a small booty of Bitcoin. Real or fake?
Real or fake? Come on, Bill. Real or fake? I don't know. Oh, by the way, for those of you hanging in, Bill also said, "Oh yeah, I actually had someone do that in Seattle and actually got into an argument with the tree he had fun with."
Oh. Well, the tree was faking it, and he figured it out, and his feelings were hurt.
He was hurt. Okay, he thinks that one with the cellmate lock device is fake.
Wrong, darling.
It's true. That is true. You can
it
look that
true.
One up. Cellmate is real. They have fixed, just for those of you playing with Cellmate, which I personally think is cool, because then we can actually do, I think it's way better than doing Keyholder. I think it's a great idea. You just got to make it unhackable, unfortunately. But they did fix the
hack. I love all
the
apps. I love all the apps that they're coming up with. I love it.
I just think the idea of using an app to lock a chastity device is fucking brilliant. Just brilliant. But, yeah, they fixed it. So if you're using Cellmate, it's okay. It's okay. You're all good. They fixed it.
For now.
So true. Okay.
But don't worry. We'll have Night Flirt start a fund for you if you are a fetish.
Yes, that's right. There's always a Night Flirt fund. It's okay. Personal support animal for your locked up dick that you're never getting off again.
A personal support
plug. Oh, my God. Okay, next one. In keeping with tonight's unintentional theme, a 15-year-old boy in the UK got curious one day and decided to measure his penis. What could possibly go wrong? But why use a mere ruler when one can be far more creative? For some inexplicable reason, our teenager pud-puller decided to insert a USB cable. Yes, that's right, USB charging cable. Unfortunately for him, he couldn't remove it and then began peeing blood. So he went to the emergency department, or A&E as it's known in other parts of the world, and doctors tried unsuccessfully to remove the cable by using a scope and entering in through the urethra the same way the cable went in. That didn't work. So the young lad had to be transferred to another hospital where full surgery was performed on his penis to remove the cable. So you don't want to get your measuring done through your pee hole. But nice try.
Oh, God.
So, real or fake? Real or fake? He's like, fuck, dumb kid. Okay, real or fake, though? Come on. You can do this. Real or fake? Is this real or fake? Because seriously, there's no fucking way. Like, I'm like, there's no way you can get a USB
I'm trying to see how he
down
could do it.
Into a pee hole. Unless it was like an iPhone where it's really small on the end. Like, I don't,
but he had to have
couldn't
used
have been the USB
something
end
else.
That went in.
He had to have used something else to push it in.
Oh, he had to have. Yeah,
because
he's not
he had to
thing.
Have. This fucking kid, oh, my God. Okay. So,
okay,
real or fake?
That is absolutely real. So I did not, there were no pictures with that, so I would love, I was like, I really want to see this, because I do not believe that this kid got this thing into his pee hole. I just, it's too hard for me. I don't believe it.
Wow. Is that on the list of some things to put in there besides sound?
There you go.
I mean, let's just, you
my
know,
God, it's
safe.
Like endless, the amount of things you can put in there.
It's crazy. All right. Moving on. I'm going to have strange dreams tonight.
Yes.
When I plug in my phone, I am never going to think of just plugging in my phone again.
Well, exactly. And now pretty much everybody everywhere is going to be thinking that every time they plug in their phone. But I
mm-hmm.
still want to see how he did this. I want to know how you get a cable down in your dick.
I
want to
know
it's...
how he's doing now.
Yeah,
I mean, how is the poor thing doing
it
now?
Open. Like, oh, my
he
God.
He could so totally
it.
Make it in porn. He could be known as USB man in porn. It'd be awesome.
He'd make
a killing on OnlyFans. Yeah,
well, he is only 15, so we might want to give him a little bit of time on that.
All right. We'll give him some time. He's got 3 years to really work his brand. He can do it.
He really should.
Get it figured out.
Okay. Do another one.
All right. And what can only be described as a be careful what you wish for moment, a man in Texas was forced to go to the hospital with his castration fetish. Sorry.
Castration fetish. Woo!
That's all we got to say. When his
yes.
castration fetish almost took his life. He had a fantasy of having a woman remove his testicles for decades. And after striking up a relationship with an online dominatrix, she helped him bring his fantasy to reality by having him use rubber bands to strangle his scrotum. After this endeavor, he changed his mind, but continued to listen to his mistress, who encouraged him to continue to tighten the rubber bands. Eventually, he couldn't take the pain, and because of the swelling, he could no longer locate the rubber bands to try to cut them off, and he was forced to go to the hospital. By this time, his testicles had completely strangulated and had become gangrenous, and he was on the verge of going into full septic shock. Doctors removed the rubber bands, but the testicles could not be saved. Luckily, his life was. And in a strange turn of events, when the doctors heard the story, they called police to investigate and charged the dominatrix with assault, causing bodily harm despite the fact that she had never met him. Real or fake?
Ooh, real or fake.
And I
fans.
Know
real or fake.
I know of a dominatrix
yes.
who got sued.
Yes.
I know
of three. So this is fake, but let me tell you, I created this story from two real-life stories. One was one of the dominatrixes, and one was a gentleman who came to me who was absolutely freaking out because his testicles were starting to turn black. And I was like, okay, then he goes, well, should I take the rubber band off? And I'm like, no, leave it on. Yes, take it off. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, I can't.
Oh, God, it doesn't end. It doesn't end. It doesn't end. It doesn't end.
Right? Like, so that actually did come from an amalgamation of two stories. So, ladies, if you think, especially findoms, if you think you are immune to this shit, I am hearing stories more and more and more. Guys are coming back for their money. They're coming,
mm-hmm.
they're taking you to court for, and in this case, yes, I have heard of this happening, where the one chick got charged with, it was assault, bodily harm. So you got to
mm-hmm.
be careful. You mm-hmm. got to be careful with this shit. You don't go fucking around. And gentlemen, use your goddamn God-given head. the one on your show.
And yeah, I was about to say, let's differentiate the one to you.
Right. Holy shit, Bubbles. Hit it again. Last one, guys.
Hold on. I figured it would be real. Most male kids are really stupid, and you can see how those that survive to adulthood men are far more stupid as they age. This is true.
I don't know
this
if that's
the older they get, the dumber
male
they get.
Kids. I feel as though the entire universe right now has gotten real extra dumb. So I think there's
it's like
a
the
lot
whole universe
of people
just
putting rubber
puppy
bands
stupid.
On. I just
it's
can't.
Like everybody just
stupid right
puppy
now
stupid.
Is real.
Yeah.
That's why.
All right. So am I doing another one?
Yes, last one.
All right.
Okay, go for it.
A 60-year-old former truck driver has been sentenced to 48 years for the number of his 13. Wait a minute, for the
murder
of
his number.
Murder of his. I'm dyslexic. Cut me some slack. Y'all are seeing dyslexia at its finest,
at its finest.
Form.
I do it with numbers. My numbers are like that.
It's, my numbers, when I write them, transpose, but when I read, everything turns into different things. So I'll try it again. A 60-year-old former truck driver has been sentenced to 48 years for the murder of his 13-year-old son after his son confronted the man with photos of the guy engaging in his fetish. It seems the boy was disgusted by the photos. When he confronted his father, the man became enraged. The boy's body was found a year later in the woods near the man's home. It seems the father enjoyed a rather... See, you're messing me up. I'm fragile over here.
I'm sorry, I didn't spell it right.
It seems the father enjoyed a rather interesting array of fetishes. The photos were of this man sitting in women's lingerie, eating feces from a diaper. Apparently, he's okay with participating and taking photos, just not of being told it's disgusting. All right, look, don't bring my clients into this. Okay? Don't bring my clients into this.
Lingerie wearing, feces eating from a diaper with pictures.
Yeah, well,
so your
real or
son
fake?
Confronts you and says, what the sweet fuck? Hence the name of the segment.
Daddy, don't do that. Oh, my God.
And I guess Dad didn't take the negativity too well. He didn't feel the support. I can't.
Embarrassment.
Okay, real or fake, you guys? Seriously, real or fake?
That sadly is real.
Is real.
Real.
That actually just
it's
popped
real.
Up 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just sentenced. There are no words. There are no words. Like, are you kidding me right now? I just can't. I just fucking can't. Like, the ones you figure are so fucking too crazy to be real. Those are
all
the
right,
ones
so
that,
last
that are
one
always
goes
real.
Out to all of my, goes out to all of my diaper sissies. Take pictures. That's perfectly fine, but don't keep them on your phone.
Yeah, please don't.
If you want to send me a picture, that's perfectly
around.
Fine.
He found the pictures
yeah,
lying
let's,
around.
Let's not
them.
Keep them. Yeah, I appreciate
come
it.
On.
That way I don't have to, yeah. Because you're not going to get your diaper meal in prison. You're just not.
And why are you so pissed off? What do you
I
expect your child to do? Go, yeah, go, Dad. Woof. Like, I can't. It's like, oh, okay. So instead of just being upset and letting it go, no, we feel the need to kill someone. This is why I don't get it.
Well, you know, everything would have been fine if he wasn't eating his shit. If he didn't eat his shit from the diaper, like take a picture of him eating his own shit from the diaper, the kid would have been just like, Dad, dude, you're wearing women's lingerie. But no, he had to throw the whole chocolate-covered diaper into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what just set everything off.
So, that's nice. It. But either way, it's like when I watch all these datelines and stuff and you see all these men who murder their wives, and you're like, dude, just leave. It's way more
mm-hmm.
complicated to murder a bitch. That's why I'm just like this. Now you've just thrown your life away. Well, you ain't gonna be sitting in a diaper eating your shit in ladies' lingerie now, are you? Now you're gonna be in prison stripes for the rest of your life, and your poor child who had nothing to do with it is now dead. Are you kidding me right now?
I want off. I want off the
You
planet.
Can't get off. If I can't get off, you
I
can't get
to.
Off. You're not allowed off
I'll,
the fucking merry-go-round.
I can
no.
get off this fucking planet, please.
No. Yeah, there are too many people wanting to go. There are a lot of people leaving, too. Everybody's just like, bye. Bye. I can't do this. Bye. I can't, cause seriously, there's a mass
go.
Exodus going on right now. People are croaking all over the place. Everybody's like, oh, my God, that's so rude. I don't believe in death, so it doesn't like I don't. It's not, I don't believe in death. I know we die, but I'm just saying, like I don't
yeah,
think
we
die.
Yeah, we do.
And
there's an
it,
example
right?
of a guy who just killed his 13-year-old. So I mean, that death exists.
Let's,
I should
no.
not be laughing over
it
that.
It goes on. This is what happens, though. You start to lose your mind. You just start losing your mind.
Oh my God.
Oh, you know what you didn't tell? You didn't tell the story about the okay, so about the ceremony
oh
that you went to, the ritual, the Wiccan ritual. That, okay, there is a segment of Wicca. Just let me preface her story. There is a segment of Wicca where you do magic and ritual in the nude under a full moon. I realize that's hella cliche, but there is a segment that will do that. Okay, I am not one of those. I would never do that to anyone. So I was like, there's no freaking way I would ever do
that. And again,
that.
With these strange terms that we use in witchcraft, it's called skyclad.
Right.
So.
You're not clad in anything.
And
you're
up over here.
Sky, so.
So, here we go. All right. So
sky.
Just to set this up, whenever we were setting up to do a ritual. This is a community ritual that we were doing. Most community rituals, it is well known that they're usually family friendly. And whenever you have a community ritual, you tend to bring in priests and priestesses from other parts of paganism, you know, like Wicca or Gardarian or, you know, Druidism or whatever, anything like that. You want to bring them in because you're kind of doing like a an example, basically. So we brought in a woman who, great woman, who she basically followed, I believe it was Isis, I can't remember, but her, she was a lot, very into sex magic, basically. But she knew that it was a community ritual. Now, understand this was out there, a community ritual. The good thing is that even though it was a community ritual, there were no children. But we were in a pavilion in a public park. Keep all that in mind. So during a ritual.
Park,
I know. I lived through this, okay?
You can all imagine where this is going from what my preface. So this is at a family
so
ritual.
The basic structure of casting a circle is you call, you first start with your quarters or corners or elements or however you want to do. Basically, you're going east, south, west, north. You have to call all of those fuckers. And then after that, you call the god, then you call the goddess, and then you raise a circle. Basically, that's the basic skin-down structure of it. So she goes over, and she's beginning to call the quarters. She gets over to east, which is where you always start. And she starts to disrobe, taking a bit off. And at every quarter, more and more is coming off of her body. By the time she gets to north, she's naked. Butt-ass naked in a community ritual. And we're all sitting here. We're all standing here, you know, because there's no children. So it's not like...
So there
I
was
even
no
think
kids.
She would
so
have
that's,
done it.
That's one
yeah,
thing.
There was no kids. There was no kids. So I do not believe she would have done it. If there were kids,
had there
but
been
there
kids.
Happened. To,
but we're still talking
yeah.
a public park.
But we're still in a pavilion, but in a public park, so anybody could be walking by. So I guess she
right.
just got like caught the spirit or something and said, "Fuck it, there's no kids. I am disrobing," and so these clothes are just thrown everywhere, and we're all standing here in a circle watching this, like looking at each other. And I helped put. This gathering together, so everybody's looking at me like, "Are you going to stop her?" And I'm like, "No."
But wait,
what do you want me
worse.
To do? And then it does; it gets worse. So usually there's a table set up, that's got all your tools, because Wicca loves tools. It's got all your tools and stuff that you use. You have candles and stuff like that. And you have a candle to the gods, you have candles to the goddess, and you have a candle of spirit, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so the first one that you call is the god. So instead of just, you know, placing your arms over yourself and calling and call it the god, she decides to pick up the candle and sashay herself to the middle of the circle.
Oh, God.
Sit down in a chair, spread her legs.
Oh, shit.
It proceeds to masturbate with the candle while calling the god.
Oh,
for
God.
Everyone to see. Yes. And it was at this time I realized that somehow, some way that evening, I'm going to jail. I don't know when, but I'm going to jail. And the only thing
exactly.
that was going through my mind that night was, do I have bail money.
Bail money, yes. I need bail money because we are all going in for indecent exposure now.
So, yeah, she called the god, and then she pulls out the candle. Because I don't think I told you the rest. She pulls out the candle,
oh,
and there's
no.
this nice wet candle
oh.
that she takes over. Now, she was doing this with a priest who was not disrobed. Understand?
Okay.
Usually the priest just stands there to look pretty for a while. Goes over to the priest, and normally in a ritual, you do a sharing of wine and bread. In her case, she did a sharing of pussy cum on candle, and there he is sucking the candle clean.
Did
Poor
he
God.
Know this was going to happen?
I don't know.
Or
but
did
the thing
he just...
is, it's like, obviously, this was not the first time.
Get that fucking thing out of my face, you crazy bitch. Like,
it was not the first time because this was just normal. This was, I guess, that she figured there's no kids and we're going to do this. And it was an Astara ritual anyway. I was like, okay, fertility, here we come. And, yeah, that happened. And it was, I still have nightmares over that ritual.
I would imagine you would, because that's just not something you do in a public park, just saying.
It was crazy. Ooh. It was so insane. And then when she was going up there calling the goddess, she only masturbated with the god. But when she went up there to call the goddess, she pulls the candle, she rubs the candle across the priest, she rubs the candle across everybody's loins, well, not mine, everybody that was in there working with her, because you have your own little working people as well. She runs it across their loins, and then she holds it up, and she lights it. And I'm sitting here, I was like, thank God pussy juice is not flammable. Because it wasn't like she just dripped a little. She went
oh,
off.
Man.
I mean, it was,
nail
yeah.
trail on it.
It was bad. It was so bad. So bad. And she's continuing this ritual naked. I mean, it's like, it was so uncomfortable because nobody else wanted to get naked. It
That's
was just
the thing.
Her.
Like, it's different. If you're doing an actual ritual and it's decided that everyone will be naked at the ritual, that's different. But when you're the only one, you're kind of standing out, which makes
but
everybody else feel weird.
That brings up the point of why both of us are out of it now, because it's
why
so... strict, and you have to follow so many rules
yeah.
because the thing is, we did not put down when we were going over any of this. Nobody said that this is a closed ritual. Nobody pointed that out. So that was held against us because mm-hmm. we didn't point out clothes were required. Common
oh,
sense, public
so,
place. It's going to pop
but
up.
It also didn't say optional. So
it didn't say optional either. No,
come on.
We did not go optional. I mean,
that
it's
was
just,
an excuse
it was,
to show herself off. Come on.
Mhm. That's really what it was.
Of course.
That's
it
really what it was. And I was like, "This is just
finest."
It was so awful. It was. And the thing is whenever you have this is the other thing that's so funny about witches is whenever you do cast a circle. The rule of thumb is that you don't leave the circle unless somebody of a higher degree of you opens up the circle, like cuts open an area of the circle. Basically, there's an invisible wall there that you're not supposed to walk through.
Right.
So everybody felt that they were locked into this invisible wall and couldn't leave and had to stand there and watch her.
Well, you don't break circle. That's why. Because what it is the circle, people go, what's the circle? The circle is there for protection.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't break the circle, otherwise you're breaking your ring of protection. So you're kind of, they would have been stuck between a rock and a hard place. Sure, they could leave. Anybody could leave. Nobody's holding a gun to
mm-hmm.
anybody's head. But if you break the ritual, now you're a piece of shit. This is the problem, right? So I could see them all standing
right.
there going, well, I really don't need to see this, but I can't break the circle, so what
right.
am I supposed to do?
It was horrible. It was so awkward. It lasted forever. I mean, forever.
Of course it would. You really think it would go quickly? Something
like
this would always go
ending.
Painfully slow.
This is never ending. And it was just like, I don't want to be here anymore. And I couldn't leave if I wanted to because I was the one
you
that
put
the damn thing together. I'm just sitting
yeah,
there like, this is
that
not, I don't want to play anymore.
Oh, she saw you come and she's like, yes, I'm going to have me some
oh
fun.
God. I got lucky. I was actually behind her, so I only saw her just, like, wiggling against this candle because the chair she was using was a metal chair. So she's sliding all over the place.
Ew,
but I was just sitting there thinking, it's like, I feel bad for the person that she was looking directly in the eye of because you know she was looking at somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when your male cat gets the humpies and he just looks at you the whole time.
I really hope that someone disinfected the chair. I wouldn't want
I
that
didn't
job.
Touch it.
Ew.
I had a minion.
Yeah, but that's me.
Go put the chair up.
Yeah.
Break down the table.
Thank God for Lysol.
Put the candle. Put the God candle. Wash it off, but discreetly. Actually, just throw it out in the woods. We don't need
just
it anymore.
Just throw it out. It's okay. We're all good.
Yeah, we don't need
we'll
it.
Bury
we're good.
It somewhere.
I'm not reusing that wax. Nope.
It's all good. Whew, Lord, that's disgusting. Well, guess what, guys? We are at the end of the show, and we are coming back next month, and we're going to do something to teach you boys how not to get blacklisted, because getting blacklisted is really easy, and there are a lot of blacklists in this industry, and your behavior can get you on that blacklist. Now, what's going to be cool is we're going to be asking other performers and other PSOs and everybody who's in the business what it is that they can't stand. So you're going to
mm-hmm.
learn from them what drives them crazy, and we're going to show you how to fix it so you don't do that all the time.
We have a,
so that's
we have a latecomer
that.
In Discord.
Oh, pff. And we have, exactly, late.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, we're going to do a little Thanksgiving thing. If you guys remember, I used to do brag bites, and that went really well till everybody just stopped doing it. They were over it. So we're going to do another little one, only this is going to be more like gratefulness for Thanksgiving. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? And you can send those in to us, too. But I will be obviously putting up links for that, and that's all good. So that's what we're going to do. And that
yeah.
will be on, I forgot to write that down, November, what the hell? Hold on. November the 9th.
Yeah.
November the 9th. Be there
November
or
the
kindly be square.
Yeah.
And that's it. We tried to have fun. People are no fun.
I think we still have
Halloween.
Fun. We don't need. We play
we
with our
fun.
Own ball. Fuck y'all. Yes.
We have fun. But
we have fun. So fuck y'all.
God.
And my episode of The Sissy Whisperer will be up the 20th, next Wednesday. We'll be talking all about Locktober, the fun of chastity, why you need to participate, why you
and
want
why you
to
need to get a cellmate.
You should get a cellmate.
You should discuss
yeah.
cellmate, seriously.
I probably will. I would
because
love to
now that
have
they fixed
quite
the
a
issue,
few.
I still think it's awesome. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, like I said, I love the apps like the Hush and all that. I love playing with those. I love
right.
it. I have so much fun.
Oh, Lovin's is the best.
Oh, God, to have someone locked up and to have them have Hush toy inside of them.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Fun.
Oh, my God. It's just so much fun to use those toys on you guys. You have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Okay, so Sissy Whisper podcast will be up when?
The 20th, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
It'll be up on Monday for my Patreon. So if you want to get it early, join my Patreon. Other than that, then wait till the 20th.
Ha ha. And you can see this show on YouTube tomorrow, right?
If I'm not procrastinating.
If
I usually do. I usually upload it. I'll upload it to my YouTube, the Sissy Whisper. You can find the Sissy Whisper on YouTube. I'll have it uploaded to YouTube tomorrow, probably, depending how long it takes for it to upload. But I will try to get it up there tomorrow. I'll try not to procrastinate.
And, of course, maybe. It's available on every single podcasting platform.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, you guys, for nothing. So...
But seriously, if
we
do not get more participants, if we don't get more participants, because we have
Sir Beast with
we have fun doing this. We have fun doing this, but if we don't get more participants, we're not going to be able to keep doing it.
Exactly, because we're not going to sit and talk to ourselves, because that's no fun. It's either audience participation or nothing. That's simple.
Yeah. Handled.
Easy peasy. Okay,
thank you.
We'll see you guys. Have a happy Halloween. Yeah.
You too. Bye.
Bye.